Thanks, Doug. This is KF5JKV Clay. I've got 6 LBU. If you're ready with your traffic, please go ahead. KF5JKV.
Okay, this is WA6LBU. I'm going to keep this short because there's things happening up in Guthrie, weather-wise, and I'm in Guthrie. We have a siren test coming up on the 7th of September. If you're on the list, let me know if you're going to cannot be there. If you're not on the list and want to be on the list, send a email to sirens@k5eok.org. And we'll get you on the list. Just for those who are paying attention, news media is reporting a sighting somewhere in the Mulhall area. All of the choppers are up, and John just told me that they had something sighted, storm-wise, tornado-wise. That's all I know. WA6LBU.
All right, Clay, Dutch down, appreciate it. Let's take one more round of check-ins here before we get to Frankie's traffic to round that out. So, again, anybody, call sign slowly, phonetically, name and location. This is KF5JKNet.
AM5GZ from K5AJT.
K5GZ.
Hey, I'm going to have to be in spirit with you guys in the 10-meter net. We're kind of out checking out this lightning. It's pretty intense, and I don't think I'm going to raise up my 10-meter mast to try to participate mobile tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put you down as listening, but you can't hear anything. Yeah, this storm coming in. It's coming straight south out of Guthrie, so we'll probably make a quick go at it, maybe one round, and catch you later. Y'all be safe. KM5GZ.
All right, Bob. Yeah, this is some of the most intense lightning I think I've ever seen. So, yeah. KM5GZ, 73, K5AJT.
This is the K5EOK repeater.
Edmond Area Amateurs, KC5GEP, EC for the Edmond Amateur Radio Society. Quick advisory note here, the Weather Service is issuing a severe thunderstorm warning. It's going to basically bracket the northern part of Oklahoma County, southern part of Logan County. There is a pretty intense storm moving south. All the stuff has pretty much been radar indicated. Anybody that's outside has noticed the lightning already, but kind of an interesting moving storm to be watched, basically southbound for the most part versus southeast. Sure bears watching. I'm out of pocket. I'll relay stuff from my current location. I will not be in the EOC. KC5GEP.
QSL, K5JCM.
GEP to all Edmond area amateurs. Okay, it's turning more serious. There's potentially a funnel spotted north of town. Time to get your eyes out and be aware. KC5GEP.
KE5GEP, K5AJT.
Go.
Hey, we're out at the horse ranch there at Simmons and Bryant, and we had eyes on the rotation, but could not determine. It didn't ever really form a funnel cleft. It just tried to lower a little bit, but it seemed to break up into the rain.
QSL, they're talking moving southward, south at 20 miles an hour, so it's a relatively fast mover for that. It's making motion with the lead cloud.
Good evening.
Okay, well, we're moving out of that area because it's starting to get a little crazy as far as the wind was starting to pick up, and we're starting to get a little precip. We went ahead and came one more mile west to Broadway for a little bit better speed limit back into town. But, yeah, it's definitely building up out there.
They're talking 1 3/4 hail potentially. And I've got a reading in there of about 65-mile-an-hour wind, so it's blowing pretty hard, just not even counting the rotation.
Hey, I'm talking one.
QSL on that. Yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and head back to a little bit safer territory before all that craziness rolls in. So, but we'll be listening. If you need us anywhere, just let us know.
QSL, I'm working in an advisory capacity out here right now. I'm watching this from the west. Couldn't get loose in time to get to the EOC.
QSL, K5NJT listing.
November 5, Uniform Mike.
Go ahead.
Yeah, SEN 5UM, Al. I'm on the east side of Edmond. Sirens are going off, and Payne says it's in the Waterloo. The radar indicated rotation spot is about heading on top of Oak Tree right now, and the sirens are... Sirens are going here in East Edmond, at least, N5UM.
QSL, that's pretty much standard procedure. It is weakening some, the rotation proper, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, yep, very good. No no rain here, though, and not a whole lot of wind, so quite a bit of lightning, so we'll just kind of hang tight and keep an eye on it, N5UM.
KQL, go ahead.
Stand by, I need to change batteries. Sorry, can you hear me now?
Not sure who that was. You were really broken up, KC5GEP.
KC5GEP, KE5KQL.
Go ahead.
My car's been going on and off. I am at Simpson and Broadway.
Should be pretty much south of you right now.
Yeah, we just saw a transformer explode just right there, just past Waterloo and Broadway. So that might explain some of the power flashing.
That would be correct. I've got circulation about Sorghum Mill to Covell right now, approximately Broadway.
Okay, I'm trying to find a place where I can get eyes on that.
Okay, general broadcast here, everybody. Be heads on swivel here. I don't want anybody hurt tonight. Be aware of your surroundings and which way it's headed. KC5GEP. The original was a quick up and down. I don't know if we'll be able to track anything and get a visual on it in this light condition or not.
So we're now eastbound on Coffee Creek, just from Broadway, and the lightning has just gone crazy to the east of us. And, wow, I mean, it's all around us, but I do not see anything that indicates rotation from this vantage point. K5AJT.
QSL, the original rotation was really high in the cloud, really intense, really high. The lower wasn't that bad several scans ago, but it's still interesting.
KC5GEP, K5HFM.
HFM, go.
Yeah, we're at Waterloo and Center. Where would you like us?
Quite frankly, at this moment, I'm going to say keep your head swiveled right where you are. It should be past you, but I would be interested in anything at that far north.
All right, right at the moment. At the moment right now, we're recording about 75 mile an hour winds.
I'd believe that. Let me know if they shift direction suddenly.
All right, we'll do. KD5HFM. KD5JP, sheltering in place at 178th and 10th.
What are your current winds, KC5GEP?
4 to 5 out of the north.
QSL. Weather Service is advising early high winds, 35 west, north side of it. I think it's probably a little south of there quite quickly.
KM5GZ mobile.
KM5GZ, current location?
I just left the house. I'm westbound on Memorial, approaching Bryan. I'm down here southeast.
Okay. Heads up is all I've got to say. I'm not sure exactly where in the circulation you would want to be looking right now.
Yeah, I just thought I'd head this way, head toward downtown maybe, or if you let, unless you got a location. And there's nothing over here, not much wind, no rain or anything over here from Memorial. It's all around me. But I'm standing by, can't be easy.
QSL, if you work north a little bit, back up toward Broadway, I was up around 15th-ish by the time you get there.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Good deal. KM5GZ.
KC5GV, KE5HFM, we've got gusts at 90 miles an hour here and we've lost power of Waterloo and Sooner.
QSL.
Okay, so from Coffee Creek and Bryant, really very little wind and just barely starting to sprinkle here.
QSL, I think you're in a quiet spot. It's just going to, the circulation's loosening out. I think it's going to turn into more of a straight wind event. Does anybody have any hail by any chance anywhere?
No hail here. KE5HFM.
QSL. I think the wind may be pretty much it then. Everybody continue to watch. Let me know if any sudden changes occur. KC5GDP.
9:09 p.m.
Hey, Curtis, do you have any spots of interest from my current location?
No, I appreciate the info right where you are right at this moment. That's still valuable. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I think with that we may shelter in place and operate as a static station. KE5GEP, K5AJT.
Thanks, sir. KC5GEP.
Static station, I get it. KM5GC.
Bob, always a killer.
Well, that was a nice blast. I hope you get that on your camera. KM5GC.
It was right above my head. And yes, it was on the live feed as well.
Okay, good. KM5GC.
KC5ZLJ Cash, and all we've got is heavy rains and heavy winds. About 40 mile an hour is all I've recorded.
The Weather Service is going to cancel a tornado warning. Ooh, that was a nice one. Going to cancel a tornado warning for the Edmond area in the north part of the county here. The rotations they were looking at has dissipated. We're back to just pretty much high wind at this time, seems to be, just an FYI. The line of lightning is just moving further south along the line, and I just noticed a real good one here visible from the airport. Thank you. KC5GEP.
AF5DH, go ahead. K5HH. Oh, no, no, I wasn't talking about the repeater's live feed. I actually had a periscope open. Wow, I think a lightning struck about an eighth of a mile from us. Wow. K5AJT is stunned.
KT5GV, KT5HFM, we've got emergency vehicles 1 mile north of Waterloo and Sooner. Not sure where he's headed yet, but he's it's a fire truck.
I think they got a fire call up there, lightning.
We now have the heavy rain here at Bryant and Coffee Creek.
I double with the first part of you, AJT. Could you say that again?
Oh, just reporting the heavy rain and the wind shift has finally struck here at Coffee Creek and Bryant.
So I'm assuming that's out of the north now.
Yes, sir.
QSL, thank you. KC5GEP.
You'll give me a minute. I'll give you an accurate reading on the winds.
K5DDD, is it south of Edmond North High School yet?
Should be.
KC5GV, KE5HFM, we've got winds in excess of 100 miles an hour.
And the location for that?
Waterloo and Sooner, 1.1 miles north of Waterloo and Sooner on Sooner Road.
QSL.
Now we have tree damage on the road, with tree debris on Sooner.
KI5DDD, where were those winds at again?
1.1 miles north of Waterloo and Sooner on Sooner Road. KE5HFM.
KC5, do you be clear?
KC5GV, KE5HFM, based on what we're seeing right here in the damage, it looks like we might have had one touch down here.
QSL.
KF5GZ, downtown Edmond, just got the winds.
KT5DEP, AE5DF.
Go ahead, JC.
Curtis, can you copy AE5GS?
Sorry, GS, go ahead.
All right, Curtis, our peak winds here at my location is about 35 miles an hour, and they seem to be picking up. And by the way, I'm off Danforth here between Santa Fe and Kelly, about halfway at fire station number 3, AE5GS.
QSL, worst wind seems to be east of you away, so we'll see. Thank you, sir. Bob, you had some winds to report downtown, approximate velocity.
Oh, I'd say 40, and I'm north of downtown, approaching the cemetery up here on Broadway, and winds are probably 40, 50 miles an hour. It may not be quite that much, and blowing rain. It isn't really raining, it's just blowing rain.
QSL, I'm assuming that's out of the north.
It's a roger, out of the north.
QSL.
KF5GZ.
And we just had a power flash, AE5GS.
QSL, KT5GEP.
KE5GEP, K5HIT.
Okay, sorry, I've been away. I had to close the hangar up. Go ahead, AGT.
I was just going to let you know, we tried our darndest to get winds that high, but the greatest wind we were able to capture was about 6.7 miles per hour out of the north.
QSL, that may change still. Be patient. KC5GEP.
I know there were some gusts that were a little higher than that, but the average was around there.
QSL.
KC5.
C. Go ahead. What do you have out where you are?
Now, the wind's not down, just had some real heavy rain. No hail, thank goodness.
QSL, you haven't had any velocities over 60, have you?
I don't think so. Probably about 35, 40 mile an hour.
QSL, you're on the other cloud. Good deal. KC5 GEP. N5YZA, do you happen to be on here? KC5 GEP.
N5YZA.
Have you just had some really rough winds just the last 15 minutes?
Not here at my location. The wind seems to be out of the east right now, and it's starting to switch back to the southeast here.
QSL, there's a spectacular display of wind on the velocity right now, going from just about the village all the way up to back where you are.
Roger, you were asking for N5YZA, correct?
That is correct. I'm assuming you're east of Guthrie?
Yeah, I'm sitting out here looking at a tree halfway across the road.
QSL.
Yeah, earlier we probably had around 50 to 60 mile an hour winds up here at the Love Station there, 33 and 105. I figured that's what took this tree down.
QSL. Still got some reports of some higher stuff, Simmons at 35, thinking the city's taking a look at that, Logan County's taking a look at that, KC5 GEP.
KC5
ZLJ Cation. We don't look like we really had much anything but rain, a little bit of flooding up here. Some of the streets up north are curved deep, so. And it's subsiding quite nicely now. Anybody tell me what the radar looks, how long it's going to be before it clears Cation?
I got bad news on that. It's still back building behind you all the way out to Kingfisher. It's still building to the west of you. It's nothing ugly, and the velocity's not there like we're catching in Edmond vicinity right now in northern Oklahoma City, but... it'll be a little while before it clears off.
Yeah, it's started subsiding. Winds up here is coming out of the north-northeast out here right now. So, anyway, thank you very much. I just tried to figure out how long I got to sit this one out.
I'm going to say you got an hour, but that's just a rough guess here. KC5 GEP.
Thank you very much, KC5 ZLJ.
That nice green wind just hit my location over here at Wiley Post Airport, and it is howling nicely. Just an FYI, it's showing this stretching all the way back up, out to Meridian-ish, and all the way out to Wellston right now. I'll throw this out one more time. Do you have any hail reports to speak of?
I've seen no hail. I came down Danforth, went by Gary's house, and realized I was in that area where those power lines like to blow over in the middle of the road, so I'm going south on Penn now. High winds and wipers are barely keeping up, but no hail. Came by GZ.
I'm assuming if you're going south, you have a tailwind.
Saving gas, yeah. It's going faster than I am. I'm doing 30. So it's probably 50 mile an hour wind still over here.
KC5 GEP, KE5 HFM, where's Simpson and Coltrane? No hail here.
QSL, your wind's way back down from what it was, isn't it?
Yeah, it's come down, but we got torrential rains for sure.
QSL, this thing, the thickness of this line has doubled in the last hour.
Still just heavy rains at Bryant and Coffee Creek, and winds are still light out of the north.
QSL, Weather Service is talking this still may be a 65 to 80 mile an hour wind event all the way down here in the city, so we'll see. I would say it was potentially that the way the car was moving here. They've issued another severe thunderstorm warning down here, including parts of Canadian, Cleveland, Oklahoma County till 10:15. Just an FYI, that's a severe thunderstorm warning.
This is the K5EOK repeater.
I think I'm southbound or western. I can't tell. The fire truck just went north.
We're sorry.
Repeater offline.